Ward 4 North Platte City Councilman Ed Reeker joining us with a paid political interview to discuss his re-election campaign. Councilman Reeker, good to see you back in the studio, sir.
Morning, Tristan. Good morning, George.
Morning, Ed.
I'm glad that you showed up, but I guess this is your regular show-up day.
This is my regular day, yeah.
Tuesday are the George Lobby days, but George has an outstanding invitation to come by whenever he wants.
That's nice of you to say, Tristan.
George claims to be busy.
We're all busy. Well, you get pretty busy, too.
He acts like there's like some news or something that's being covered. I don't know.
Sometimes you don't have time for even a few comments. You keep a busy program here.
That did happen a few weeks ago,
didn't it? Hopping right along, yep.
Yeah, so.
Well, I appreciate your being here, George.
Now, Councilman Reeker, let's talk a little bit more about you before you decided to run for Ward 4 City Council. Let's tell us a little bit about when did you come to the city of North Platte?
Well, I came to town in 1979, Tristan. I actually grew up over at Eustis, Nebraska, which is my home. I still call it my hometown.
Sure.
Although North Platte is my hometown, too, so I guess I'm not bilingual, but I'm by town, I guess.
By home.
But I came to North Platte in 1979, and for 10 years I worked for Monsanto and sold agricultural chemicals, represented the company in southwestern Nebraska, and did that for 10 years and thoroughly loved it. It was a wonderful job. I got to meet some of the most wonderful people. We have some of the most wonderful people in western Nebraska. We really, really do, and I don't think we remember that as often as we should. But in 1989, then I broke off and went on my own and started a consulting business that I helped some of my customers with the rules and regulations that they had to navigate regarding environmental regulations. The state had just passed some diking and containment rules, especially for fertilizer and ag chemicals, and then there was some federal laws that needed to be navigated as well. And so we did that for a number of years, and in that process my customers needed to have an engineer design some of the structures to comply with the law. And my cousin at the time owned a business in McCook. At that time, it was known as Lloyd Benjamin and Associates. And so I asked my cousin, hey, can you help me out? And he said, well, sure. He said, you bring it to me and I'll make sure it's worth your while. So we've worked on that handshake agreement now for a little over 30 years. And the company has officially changed hands to some of the longtime owners of the company. My cousin Lloyd has pretty much he's retired out of that business. But the company's now known as W Design Associates. And my background really has been the ag market. And so we've specialized in that fertilizer and ag chem market from my perspective. And we're licensed in 27 states. And so we're one of the largest engineering companies out there right now that deals specifically in that market.
Wow.
How do you feel that your business background in and outside the ag industry, Councilman, benefits you in making decisions that greatly impact our city and your constituents?
Well, I would like to think that having been around farmers all my life and growing up with one as my father, I've learned some common sense attitudes. I remember working with some of the dryland wheat farmers out in western Nebraska, trying to get them to change their farming practices, and they looked at me and they said, well, what happens if we get a hailstorm? Now we've got all this money tied up. How are we going to make it? And so I think I take some of that common sense about spending money to the council. I don't know that we're going to have a hailstorm in North Platte that's going to wipe out the tax revenue, but I think we have to be very prudent in how we spend our money. And I think the other thing that we have to remember, honestly, is it's not our money. You know, when we tax somebody, we are effectively taking their property. It is their property. Their money is their property. And I think we have to be very cognizant of that fact that I believe firmly that people know how to spend their money better than I know how to spend their money. And that may sound like a colloquialism, but I think that's really true. So as a council member, I really do try to weigh what the impact is going to be, not only on the community, certainly, but on the people that live here. How is that sequestering their personal property and taking it for the benefit of somebody else is this really the best solution to the question that we have in front of us?
Ward 4, North Platte City Councilman Ed Reeker joining us to discuss his reelection campaign. Councilman Reeker, although your first term on the City of North Platte Council is reaching its conclusion, oddly enough, you already find yourself in a bit of a senior capacity. Of course, Councilman Nisley, our council president, is the man in, long in the teeth. He's the senior member on the board. And then close behind is our quote-unquote juniors, if you would be in the high school analogy, would be yourself and Councilman Lucas.
Well, I guess, Tristan, if this was television, people could see that my hair's changed color in the last 4 years. So I think there's been something to do with my councilman position.
Politics seems to do that to people sometimes.
At least you're not losing it. It's just changing colors.
It's just changing colors. But it's been an enjoyable 4 years. I've learned a lot. I guess my comment earlier about the goodness of the people has really been confirmed with my position in the council. I don't look at myself as some kind of an overlord. I would like to think that I'm a servant, and I really do strive to do what's best for the community and for the constituents that elected me.
And the job gets you out amongst them, too, quite a bit.
It does, George. I'm not a hermit. I do like to be out around people. And, you know, sometimes that's better than other times. But I like this town. This is my home. I quip that I haven't bought a burial plot yet. But I've noticed that Adams and Swanson keep circling the block. So...
Councilman, one of the things I enjoy most about the current makeup of our council is the ability that everybody has to agree to disagree. And I'm sure that you've admired this too, George.
Yeah,
you
could speak on it. I mentioned that several times.
Yeah, we've talked about this on the air. And I think the perfect example is Councilman Lucas and Councilman Reeker. There's often times that you and Ty may disagree on things, Councilman Reeker, but it's always out of a respectful manner. And there's always an agreement to disagree. And often common ground is established.
Well, I just read something this morning, Tristan, about Mother Teresa. And her whole mode of operation was charity. Not giving things away, but treating people with respect and dignity and honoring them as a person and a child of God. And quite frankly, I try to do that. Sometimes I'm not successful, and then I get to go to the confessional and confess that. But nonetheless, I think Ty and I think we work on being respectful for one another, towards one another. I do appreciate the makeup of the council. We certainly aren't a bunch of yes men and women. We have our own mind, and we tend to speak it, and I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think
it sparks great discussion.
When you have an 8-0 vote, that tells me that there's some, I don't know if I want to say collusions taken on that's happened behind doors, but I think if we have the same vote all the time, that's an indication to me that somebody's not thinking.
Especially if it's a no discussion and just a routine vote. I think the voters tend to wonder if they're being represented, because there's a lot of points of view out there amongst the public. So if you're not hearing it from your councilman people, you'll wonder.
Well, I think that's right, George. And I would like to bring up one topic here this morning, Tristan, and that's the rec center. We didn't talk about that last week because I guess I got a little long-winded and we ran out of time.
And we had more time coming, we knew.
So I've looked long and hard at the rec center. I came in 1979, like I said, and I think it was built in 1975, so the rec center was brand new, but it's not brand new anymore, and the newness is certainly worn off, and it needs to be updated, it needs to be refurbished, and some things need to be replaced, and maybe some new things need to be put in place. But I'm really genuinely concerned about a couple of issues that the way the rec center proposal is being proposed, and that is, number one, that we continue to want to go down this road of having government ownership. And I, for one, would very much like to see the recreation complex at the rec center, so to speak, move that into a nonprofit corporation that would be managed by local people in our community, and it would be funded by philanthropy, by some local business people, maybe like individual people. They could have fundraisers, much like the YMCA does, and operate with a largely volunteer staff, which would reduce the overhead. I guess I have a real fearful memory in my background about Iron Eagle. And we tried for, what, George, 25 years to get rid of that thing?
It was, 20 plus, that's for sure.
And
there's still bitter taste in the mouth of some people in the community over that
situation. Well, I don't think it was a desire to get rid of it. Well, it was kind of a background desire all those years to either not have it or to get rid of it. But it
unburned the city of it.
But there was a lot of golf played out there, but it was always unprofitable.
It was always unprofitable. You're right, George. And as I mentioned earlier, I want to be a good steward of my constituents' money, and so I really don't believe that government ownership, in this case the city, ownership of a recreation facility is a good not only a good business model, but I don't think it's a good thing for our tax dollars. And the other thing that I guess I'm genuinely concerned about, we're a community of, by last census, what, just a little under 24,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have some really bright horizons for us.
For growth.
Yes. Thank you,
George.
Jesus.
Exactly, Tristan. But I don't think we've seen that growth yet, and I think it's coming, but we're still in the infancy stages of that growth. I'm really genuinely concerned about obligating the community and the people who live here, and in some cases maybe even our children, to a debt over the next 10 to 15 years of upwards of $100 million. And that is a huge number. When I think about $100 million spread over the people that live in our town, I just don't believe that's a wise investment for the city to be involved with. I think that could be done for a lot less money and move it over into a private ownership, a nonprofit corporation, and the city then would be able to periodically, maybe annually, much like Nebraska Land Days and some of the other entities in town, they come to the council and they request a stipend. And I wouldn't have a problem supporting something like that because I think it is important. I do believe firmly that the rec center and even Cody Pool definitely need some upgrades and some fixes and some replacements. But I think that there's definitely opportunities to do that for a lot less money than $52.5 million with a payout upwards of $100 million.
We do have to put a bookmark in that, Councilman Reeker, but there's a great opportunity for folks to continue this research and this discussion this evening, and you plan to attend with this great opportunity at 5:30 tonight at Nebraska Land Bank.
That's correct, Tristan. I'm planning on being there. I want to hear what the people that are promoting it are saying. I want to listen to both sides of the argument. Obviously, I have some ideas of my own, but I'm planning on being there. I hope a lot of people show up. The only way we can influence our community is we have to get involved. It's not my job to lead the city. You, as my constituents and everybody in this town, have to be involved in the inner workings of the community.
And Councilman Reeker, that event coming up, you'll be in attendance. Numerous colleagues in city government in attendance for you, I'm sure, including our mayor. He'll be one of the panelists answering questions and discussing this further. That's 5:30 Central tonight, Nebraska Land Bank's main location. I believe the third floor. Is that right, gentlemen?
I think so. It's upstairs, I believe.
I don't know.
You will in a few hours. Then.
I probably will.
There'll be a sign at the door, I'm sure.
I would imagine. There'll be somebody directing. So, Councilman Reeker, I look forward to discussing your reelection campaign more coming up here ahead of the election with you here on KODY. In the meantime, if there's anybody in the city of North Platte that wants to discuss city issues with you or any of your Ward 4 constituents that want to talk about some things in city government ahead of checking their ballot box early next month, how can they contact you directly?
Well, probably the best way is through my cell phone. I do not like texts, so if you want to talk with me, please give me a call. My phone number is 308-530-2862. If you don't have a pencil, you can contact the City Hall, and they can certainly give you my telephone number. And feel free to call me. I really do want to talk with my constituents. I try to have civil conversations with people, and I respect their ideas and their thoughts, and and actually have brought several of them to the mayor and to the council meetings.
Awesome.
So, my constituents are the smart people out here. I just hope to carry the water for them.
Councilman Reeker, appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you in the studio in the near future.
Thank you, Tristan. God bless.